I have seen that he bought your book, the royalty for your book, The Miracle to St. Anna. But you wrote also about Somma Polonia in your book.
Yeah, I did. I wrote, as an acknowledgement, that I acknowledge Somma Polonia in my book, because Somma Polonia is one of the two places during the campaign of the 92nd Division where the Buffalo soldiers suffered enormous casualties as a result of their fighting, and also as a result of probably poor planning on the part of the American commanders. That's just my own opinion. Somma Polonia was and is one of the most important military one of the most important places during World War II, as far as I'm concerned, here in Italy. There's no question. But, see, I have no control over what Spike Lee does.
Yeah, you.
He is his own, he is the boss. It's he who chooses, what to film and what to film about. It was very hard to get him to come here, not because because he didn't want to, but because he has many people
yes.
in the crew who are Italian, these people are
certainly.
They know, and it's not my purpose to tell an Italian that, if a person is from Italy and he tells Spike Lee that this is important, well, he knows it better than I do.
Mm.
So, I couldn't say, I think Barga is a better place to go than say,
no.
I personally think Barga is a great place.
Yeah.
And that's why, I mentioned Barga in the book, and I spent time here, and I've got to know people like Enrico Tonarelli's, and the Partigiani who came from Barga were extraordinary people, really extraordinary people. But I can speak to Spike when I get back home and explain to him that the mayor here and the people who live here, want him to come.
Also, the history of Somma Polonia is, it's look to be made just for a film with an hero like Fox.
Well,
that die for an ideal. It's
wonderful. Look, that's a wonderful. That's
so
a wonderful idea.
I suppose that Spike Lee was very interesting about the story, but it could be. Could be.
It's hard to say because filmmakers like Spike Lee have so many people asking them to do things. He never tells me what he thinks.
Yeah, probably he doesn't know exactly.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
No.
Me.
For you?
Cafe?
Cafe here.
This is mine.
Okay. I don't think...
Salute.
Salute.
Salute. I don't think he knows. He's a brilliant man, but I'm not sure if he's actually exactly sure. I mean, he knows that he knows what he wants to do.
Mm.
And this story of the Somma Polonia and the soldiers, the black soldiers in Italy, is very new in America.
Yeah.
The story of the war in Italy is very new in America. Unfortunately, Americans know very little about what happened here in Italy. And part of the reason is, it's historical. Italian Americans know some.
Yeah.
But Americans in general know very little about the war here in Italy. And I think it has to do with the history of, Mussolini and fascism and the Civil War that happened here. Even Italians have a lot of opinions about the war. So I think Spike is going to, be very careful about all of his crew, everyone around him, except me, is Italian. Every single person that's involved with this.
And they're young Italians.
Young? Mm. Well, the producer's not young. The producers are pretty old. You know, they're 60 maybe.
Me lo traduci questo ultimo pezzettino?
Se erano tutte intorno a loro, sono nelle produzioni, sono italiane. Ah. Io ho chiesto se erano giovani, perché sì, fa una gran differenza se hanno 50-60 anni, se hanno 20-30 anni.
Cioè, for example, there's a screenwriter named Francesco Bruni. He's one of the best Italian screenwriters.
Francesco Bruni?
Francesco Bruni. And he went through the entire script, and he changed several things inside the script. He said, this is not really Italian, this is, you know, stereotype, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
You know, he's very, very good writer, very good, excellent writer. And he went through the script, brutal, really. He took his pencil and he was just, you know. But, he's an Italian and he's a writer. He's from Livorno. And I tried very hard to sell the idea of Barga and Somma Colonia, but you know, you can't. Spike Lee is a major American filmmaker, and he has his own ideas about. I think the reason why he's here is because he really loves Italy. He grew up with Italian Americans.
Mm.
He said so at the press conference, and he said so to me when he first called me about this book. That he, when he was growing up in Brooklyn, he grew up with many Italian Americans, and even now, his best friend from childhood is an Italian American.
The Italian, is that?
Su amico da infanzia, un italo americano, cioè da Brooklyn.
Okay.
So. And that's one reason why he decided to take on this project. But I don't know if I can, you know, I'll ask him. I mean, maybe he wants to do something about Somma Colonia. It would be nice.
Would be.
I would like to see it, because Somma Colonia is it's truly a great story. I know Soulless Whales did I think she wrote a book about Somma Colonia. Soulless Whale Sheets?
Soulless, yes. Yes, yes.
Ho dato lui, in quel materiale, l'ultima manifestazione c'è stata, che Biondi ha fatto quel librino.
Sì.
Io me ne sono fatto dare dal comune, da quella detta del comune, appunto, delle copie in più, e l'ho data a Tonacci, che era col mio babbo, in America, che viene qui a Barga in vacanza, a Tonacci, dovrebbe arrivare.
Peter?
Sì. E dovrebbe arrivare ora a far fuoco, no? Io sto lì sopra il ponte.
Is she still alive? Soulless Whale?
Ero andato a lui. L'ho tenuto per darla a lui, che sapevo che prima o poi veniva. Io gli tengo sempre il materiale che parla di queste cose, no? O gliele mando via email là. E l'ho sempre tenuto a fare. Gli ho dato quel book, remember? About Somma Colonia, le foto.
Oh, yeah. I have.
Lui ce l'ha il materiale.
I have a lot of information about Somma Colonia. I have information about Somma Colonia that has never been in any book. Because, you know, it's just, I gathered it when I was, and also Castelvecchio di Pascoli. The fight was there too, because Castelvecchio di Pascoli is right. And I met a soldier who was in Somma Colonia, a Puerto Rican Neri, who was in Somma Colonia, who was trapped in the factory of Ricci, Mario Ricci.
Yeah, Mario.
There were maybe 10 or 15 soldiers trapped there with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them died in that from Christmas to New Year's, 5 days.
Yeah.
Several died, but he did not. There were two.
There is a book that speak about the Christmas time on 1944. Yes. It's written by the provost. Provost, no. The price of Barga.
Lombardi.
He speaks about that winter. Very.
I think I have that book. It's a. It's si, about si, that big.
Si. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, purtroppo, no parlo italiano, but I have it.
Yes.
I have it.
Artie Sacker is Puerto Rican. How many Puerto Ricans were there up there then?
In the 92nd?
Yeah.
Not many. Yeah. Anyone of color. Mm. Puerto Rican, African, anyone who was of a color was in the 92nd. Mm. So, you know,
Brazilian,
they were from the Brazilian, some were from the north, some were from the south, some were, you know, it would be like taking someone from Tuscany and say someone from Sicily, putting him in the same thing, all Italian, you know. So, I don't know the number of Puerto Ricans in the 92nd division, but this fellow was pretty well known, because it was a miracle that he survived. And he ended up, he got in touch with Mario Ricci. And, you know, they wrote letters to each other until they're both dead now. Mario Ricci, of course, and this man, Florentino Lopez. He died too. His grandson knows his story. My feeling is that Florentino Lopez has a grandson who is a writer, a young writer, very smart. He speaks Spanish and he speaks English. He's just finished university and he works at a newspaper in Florida. My feeling is that, and I've spoken to young Lopez, that young Lopez should come here and do a similar book to Miracle at St. Anna about Somo Colonia, because he speaks Spanish, he understands Italian, he knows his grandfather's story, and he knows the story of Mario Ricci. And he has expressed interest in it, but he's still young. He's only 22. But he's very good. He's already a newspaper reporter. But for me, you know, to try to get Spike Lee to... He has his own... Mm-hmm. You don't tell... I mean, you cannot tell Steven Spielberg what to do. You cannot tell Clint Eastwood what to do. Mm-hmm. You cannot tell Spike Lee what to do. You suggest, and then they decide. I was very happy when he said, okay, let's go to Barger. And it was, you know, 5 minutes I called Enrico, said, we're coming to Barger, you know. And he came to Barger and he just...
Ero eccitatissimo che mi telefono e dice, oh, fate la pronto, ma 10 minuti e mezzo. Neanche non c'è stato verso di fare la attraversare per fare vedere il Porta Reale, Piazza Angelo, no? No, via, go.
I think Spike Lee is more interested in casting a kid from Barger.
Ma siamo Colonia, no? Che siamo, niente, via.
Because he spent a lot of time, because we walked past the school. And he saw the kids at the Pascoli elementary school. Yeah. And they were coming back from a trip, they were crossing the street. And he stopped, and he had someone take the name of the school, because he wants to find an Italian boy, a Tuscan boy, 8 to 10 years old, maybe 12 years old, to play 10 years old, and it doesn't have to be an actor. And there were about maybe 15 boys, and he was.
Yeah, sure.
So I think, I mean.
Go ahead.
Ciao.
I'm sure he's interested in finding a boy from this area. You know, and of course, all the boys he looked at were beautiful.
Of course,
every one was beautiful. I mean, that's a good. Oh, that one's good. You know, but I think that this movie is going to mostly focus on Saint Anna di Stazzema. He spent 2 days there. But if the mayor is interested, I would call off the record. I would call the producer and ask about whether or not if Barger is, and this is off the record.
Wait one second.